Before we get into today's episode, I have some exciting news. To celebrate 100 episodes, I know, and the Unleash Your Extraordinary, my online course that takes you by the hand and helps you build the confidence and practical plan to go from stuck to started, is open to sign up to right now. I've invited Vicky, the founder of Tallulah's Bakery and a graduate of Unleash Your Extraordinary, to share her story of going from stuck to started. You'll hear how Vicky turned her hobby into a successful business and harness what she learned from the course to start a new product that's inspired by Vicky's values, and how Vicky now moves through perfectionism and the fears that try to hold her back by using her testing mindset. I really hope you enjoy listening, and then go and check out Vicky's work because it is absolute magic. Hello, I'm Jess Ratcliffe, the Ideas Coach, and welcome to the Ideas Coach podcast, where every week you'll learn practical steps to help you go from stuck to started with the business idea or personal project that you want to get out into the world, but that fear is making you procrastinate on. Together, we're about to change that. So get ready to feel inspired, excited, and raring to take action. Speaking of, let's get stuck into this week's episode. Thank you for being here, Vicky. Thank you for joining me on actually what is the first proper guest on the podcast ever. And this will be episode 100 as well, which is pretty cool.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because Celia had voice memos back in the Power of Accountability episode, but this is us having like a proper conversation live and being recorded. So thank you for joining me, firstly, but also for being the first ever proper guest.
Oh, thank you for having me. I feel very honoured. Thank you.
My pleasure. And I'm so excited to share your story, but also just share your absolute magic with everybody that's listening. And so maybe as a way for us to get to know you, but also a little bit about Tallulah's Bakery, would you mind sharing a bit about how you got to be doing what you're doing now and what your journey to this moment was? Big question.
Yeah, of course. I guess really it started as a bit of a hobby, I guess, like many small businesses kind of start out that way. We've always kind of, like, my mum and dad both love to bake and cook, so I've always kind of done that thing, kind of thing with them. And my mum actually used to take cake decorating lessons, so we used to, you know, all of our birthday cakes and things were made by her, and every so often at Christmas we'd do little decorating projects and things, marzipan fruits and things like that, very retro. But we did all those kind of things. And then kind of as me and my brother went through school, she stopped doing all of that to kind of help us do exams and things. And it wasn't until we got a bit older and she picked it back up again, and I was kind of back from uni, I kind of got involved and was just like, can I maybe have a go at that? Can I help? It looks really good. Can I just give this a try? And she taught me a few things and I just really enjoyed it and seemed to be quite all right at it as well. So it kind of went from there, and I just kind of helped her a little bit more, and it got to the point where I was maybe doing more and she was kind of being the helper. It kind of switched a little bit because I just got so into it. And it just, I guess, accidentally kind of became a business when I was working. And my job became seasonal, so for 4 or 5 months of the year, I needed something else to do, and it all fell into place, really. I guess starting as a little side hustle, and then it just got to the point where it kept growing year on year, and I had to make a decision to I'd give up work or give up cake decorating, and it was just a no-brainer, really. I just loved it so much, and I know you kind of understand this. You kind of just get to the point where you're sick of working for someone else, and I just really enjoyed being my own boss, and yeah, I was really grateful that I had the opportunity to do it full-time, I guess.
Amazing. And I so know exactly what you mean, where it's like you're at that crossroads and you think, do I stay doing what I don't really love, where I don't have that full freedom? And I think being people that run our own businesses, that's why we do it, isn't it? Like freedom, yeah, of our time, but also freedom of creativity and ideas, and just having that full capacity to be able to be like, I'm going to start that and I'm actually going to do it. Or, you know, we wake up with these ideas for new things that we want to do, and there's no one to check it by. We don't have to get permission, yeah, to do anything other than permission from ourselves. And so when you think of that moment and knowing it was time to commit, what do you think was, like, back then, what was going through your mind? Like, what were you worried about? Because I know, for example, when thinking about leaving my job in San Francisco, one of the biggest fears that I heard in my head was like, what if I follow this inkling and it's false, right? There's nothing actually there and I don't come up with an idea. And I remember this big one being, what if I never get another job again, which is always just so terrifying that it would make us stay where we're comfortable and where we're safe. But when you think about that moment of being at that crossroads, what was it that was going through your mind that then led to you being like, no, I am going to do this. I'm going to commit and I'm going to take the leap, if you will.
I guess lots of was going through my mind, really, because I absolutely loved my other job. I loved the place. I loved the people. I loved what I did. But yeah, there was just something else that I don't know, that was kind of missing, I guess. And I don't know whether it was the idea that I didn't want to work for someone else, or I think the amount of kind of creativity and love and joy I get to put into my work when I'm making cakes. And it just was where I wanted to be, I guess, what I wanted to be doing. And you just never really know when the right time is to commit to something like that. And so I just kind of went for it. So I've been, you know, really lucky that I've pretty much how I have always made my decisions, just what feels right and what's going to make me happy. And it's kind of worked out. But I know how terrifying it is. But I think when you have something that you really love and that you, I guess I couldn't be without it, it just had to make that scary leap, I guess. And yeah, I haven't looked back really. And but that kind of doesn't mean it's not still scary. I think you still have to kind of make scary choices all the time, kind of trying new things and moving on and growing the business and that kind of thing. And you know, for example, I throughout the lockdown started a new project, I guess, making treat boxes, which I make for local people and also post them out and that kind of thing. And even getting into doing something different in my business, it was that kind of fear of committing to something else and fear of leaping into something else. It's always still there, but yeah,
definitely,
it's always worth it.
It is. And I'm a lucky person who, even though we don't live locally to each other, I've had the joy of enjoying a couple of your treat boxes now, and they're honestly like just absolute boxes of joy. Like, I've taken one to my nana once before in lockdown, and she just I think her words were something like, it's like a box full of magic or something, you know, something really lovely. I know I recorded her a little video. recorded a little video of her to show you. And one of the things that I particularly love about your treat boxes is not only they're delicious and I could eat them all day long.
Thanks.
Especially those, oh my goodness, there was that thing in the last one. I want to call it like an equivalent, and I hope this isn't offensive, but a millionaire shortbread, but as a tart, like as a bit of patisserie. And I made an audible sound when I ate that, like first bite, honestly. I felt like I was on like the Great British Menu or something. It was just absolutely fabulous to get to eat it. But what I love in particular about your treat boxes is not only how they bring joy, but also really they bring to life one of your values. And it's an idea that you started to evolve your business and adapt in lockdown, but also be able to take one of your values like joy and just step into it even more. And so when you were thinking about starting them, what was going through your mind there? You know, the process of actually committing to a new idea, starting something that is an extension of what you do, but maybe felt a little bit more daunting. And I know that we were messaging about this time and it being something where it's like, how do we live into our values even more and actually dare to start ideas that grow our business, but speak to what we care about even more, which I know for you is living into the value of joy, but also bringing joy to people as much as possible. Can you take us through a little bit of your thought process back in the pandemic when you were thinking about starting treat boxes and it was just that first little inkling of an idea? What were some of the narratives or fears that you were hearing at the time? Like, what almost made you stop pursuing it or not make it happen? And then what happened to be like, no, I am just going to do it. And again, take another leap, I guess, like you did to go full time into the business.
I think the first fear I had really was a pretty practical one, you know, because there was chaos with post office and posting things. And I was quite afraid really of creating something and sending it out to people. And you're losing a bit of control, aren't you? When you said giving it over to the post office, someone else is getting involved then. And yeah, I was just a bit worried about things arriving to people okay and in the condition that I'd sent them out and that kind of thing. So there was a bit of a practical issue that was terrifying to start with. And then it also seemed like every other baker was doing the same thing. Everyone had a treat box they were bringing out, everyone posting out gifts and treats and that kind of thing. So there was the fear of, why should I make one as well? There's enough out there, and why are people going to want to buy mine when they could have someone else's? And I think really it was things and lessons I've learned from you, Jess, and from, you know, especially going through the Unleashed course. First of all, just being brave to test things out and to kind of realise and remember that they don't have to work perfectly first time. So I did a little bit of testing, sending out treat boxes to friends and family and things, just to kind of get an idea of how things will send out and what would work going through the post and that kind of thing. So that was a nice bit of trial and error that really helped me move forward with it, just through that kind of tiny step of testing it out. Just immediately became more possible. And then again, just remembering my values and the values I have and kind of what I want to put into my work, that's completely different to what someone else is doing. And yeah, that really reminded me of why I do what I do and reminded me that I do have something different to offer. So yeah, kind of honing in on my values and remembering what they were and what they meant really, really helped just kind of inspire me to get things out there.
I love that. And I think in particular, I know that now, like, the testing mindset and iterating, testing small steps, really that's been something that ever since we worked on it together through the course, you just keep doing. And I know, I'm not going to say too much because I know this is, I'm going to take you a bit by surprise here, but I know that you're also testing something new at the moment, which you don't have to tell us anything about. I just love that, because I think when we take our ideas and rather than seeking perfection, which can keep us so stuck and worried it's not good enough, worried that, as you say, almost maybe, you know, like you mentioned with giving it over to the post office, I think we can worry so much about what might go wrong and then it won't arrive perfectly, even though my experience of your things is that they always arrive perfectly. Mm-hmm. And all I can think about is the lucky people that get to do the trial and error, because it must be the tastiest trial and error ever. But also that idea of really, you've just taken that idea of testing and iterating and gone on to harness it to do so much and bring joy, not only through what you create, but also even with your content online. You know, I've been absolutely loving the reels that you do and just, again, bringing alive the joy, the creativity. And you've harnessed that iterative testing mindset to just take those small steps, see how it feels, adapt, iterate, learn across all, like, all levels of your business, really. So if someone is hearing of this idea of testing things and the testing mindset, maybe for the first time, probably not if they listen to my podcast, but maybe for the first time, or they're thinking, hang on, Jess, like, you've kind of mentioned that before, but what is it really? How would you describe it to someone through your experience of it and how you've learned of it from the course, but then, you know, popped it in your back pocket as a tool that you've got now? How would you describe it to someone? And if they were feeling particularly stuck at the moment with taking that first step of starting their idea, whether that's something brand new, like being back at the crossroads of, do I commit to this business full time, or being at a crossroads of starting their equivalent of a treat box, or even just, you know, starting something like sharing content online, what advice would you have for someone for how they can start going from stuck to started by harnessing this idea of testing and the testing mindset?
Well, I know it makes me sound a bit dramatic, and I know I have told you this before, but going through your course changed my life. I think learning about the testing mindset just kind of blew my mind a little bit, especially as someone who, I guess, is a recovering perfectionist. And, you know, I was so stuck in the mindset of, if something didn't go right first time, then what was the point? But the idea, and I guess getting the permission as well from doing the course, that you can just try something and it's okay if it doesn't work, it's just mind-blowing. Now it just seems like something that I've kind of always known, and it just kind of really sparked something in me that it's absolutely okay to just try something out. And if it doesn't work, it's not, you know, it's not the end of the world, because you learn from it and you try again next time. And, you know, it just, yeah. So I think if anyone's feeling stuck, just take a little step, just try something little and see how it goes, and just keep building up that confidence. And yeah, and I've been there, wanting to do the really big thing first time and it'd be perfect. But I think really that doesn't get you anywhere. It's those little small steps where each time you just keep working on it and adding to it and learning from it just creates those amazing results in the end.
Amazing. And when you think now, almost if you think about the time machine of going back a little bit to before starting the Treat Box and even before starting the course, but like before starting your Treat Box specifically, to now know that people buy them and bloody love them, myself included. How does it feel to know that people, it feels really weird for me to say, are eating your work, but you know, are getting to experience your work. You know, there are customers that are buying, and to go, you know, that's the dream, isn't it? When we have an idea and we want it to be something that we can grow into a business or that can either start or supercharge a business for us, to know that there's people buying, because I think one of the fears we have as well is, you know, what if no one wants this, or what if no one signs up, what if no one buys? How does that feel to know that whether it's my nana, me, or some other lucky person in the UK, you're bringing joy, like you're bringing joy to them through your treat boxes?
I love it. I just love it so much, and it feels so overwhelming to know that you've put a smile on someone's face, and or you know, you've made their birthday, or you've helped cheer up a friend who someone sent some treats to. I just love it so much. And I think, I guess with a lot of creatives, when you create something and you put your heart and soul into it, so you really do want it to be enjoyed, and then when it is, it's just the best feeling. And I think I just love knowing that I've had so much fun creating it, and then knowing at the other end someone gets to have fun opening a nice treat box and enjoying it. And yeah, it's just a lovely experience. I feel really lucky to be able to do it, and that people want to buy them and enjoy them.
Amazing. And so as we do wrap up now, before I ask you where people can find you, is there any last words of advice or words of wisdom from your experience of, I guess, not only going through the course, but more actually taking action on it, which is like, that's the reason. And it blows me away when you say it's life-changing, but it's life-changing because you put it into practice, taking things like your values and the testing mindset, rather than that be something that you've learned and then put to one side, or, you know, left in a notebook somewhere, never to be opened again. You've taken them and you've harnessed them, like you've integrated them into who you are and how you think about taking action. And that to me is why it's life-changing, because of you and what you did with what you learned through the course. And so thinking either of someone who might be on the cusp of thinking about doing Unleash, but more importantly, who might be on the cusp of committing to their idea, do you have any final words that you would love to share with someone that might be on the fence but feels very much pulled towards going from stuck to started?
Just take a small little step, and you will just not believe how much confidence that gives you, just to take the next little step, and then the one after that, and then before you know it, you know, you're where you want to be. So yeah, if you don't want to jump in both feet straight away, just yeah, take a few little shuffles towards where you want to go, and yeah, it just makes all the difference in how you feel about yourself and how you feel about what you're creating.
Brilliant. Thank you, Vicky. And lastly, where can people find you if they want to say hello on Instagram or take a look at your website? Where can they find you?
Well, my website is tallulahsbakery.com, and then I am just at Tallulah's Bakery on all the social media, so Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and YouTube as well.
Brilliant. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you for having me.
So there we go. I hope you enjoyed hearing Vicky's story. And if Vicky's experience has inspired you to go from stuck to started by signing up to Unleash Your Extraordinary, you can do that right now. When you sign up, you'll get instant access to every module of the course, from uncovering your values to defining your vision to building your testing mindset and creating that practical plan that will help you get your business idea or personal project out into the world. Inside, you'll find 3 hours of video lessons with easy to follow exercises that you can take completely at your own pace. Plus, you get access to your epic online workbook that students tell me to shout about from the rooftops because they love it so much. And that's all with personal support from me over WhatsApp, if you like that, or email if you prefer. So if you're tired of feeling stuck and you are so ready to get started, this is the course for you. Head to the ideascoach.com/unleash, where you can sign up right now until the 31st of March. And I cannot wait to see you on the inside.